I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, we visit with Mark Tonkery, the pulpit minister at Norval Park in Zanesville. Mark and I will discuss living your life in Christ.
You're in something. You're in trouble, or you're in no good, or you're in Christ. That's really only two options. I believe the Apostle Paul put it in Ephesians, that we, before Christ, were sons of disobedience.
My conversation with Mark is coming up in a moment. First, here's this week's Christian news. Jared?
One Christian nonprofit from Ohio is monitoring the wildfires in L.A. County in Southern California. The Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team plans to keep their Facebook page and website updated. The Tip City-based response team is also calling for donations from anyone willing to do so. Their information is in the show notes of this podcast. While on that topic, nonprofits in the Los Angeles area like CityServe Network have stepped in to help provide coordinated relief efforts to families impacted by the fires. The White House and California Governor Gavin Newsom's office, as well as FEMA, are also providing help. We are not including updated numbers about the fire in the audio component of this news update because they change too rapidly. Several players for the Ohio State Buckeyes prayed on the field before the Cotton Bowl on Friday, January 10th. Video from the game between Ohio State and the University of Texas shows nearly every player for the Scarlet and Gray kneeling in prayer on the field before the game. Two of the players also credited their win of that game to God and Jesus Christ while interviewed on the field in Arlington for WBNS 10 TV in Columbus. The Buckeyes faced Notre Dame on January 20th for the National Championship Trophy. Executives with Kroger and Sam's Club are said to be denying that they have any plans to sell the abortion pill Mifepristone. They got pushback from two organizations, both with their own online presence, issuing clarifications about the sale of the drugs. Those are some of the week's stories as found this week as delivered to us here at the church building from ChristianChronicle.org and from ChristianPost.com. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of January 12th, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust Him. Psalms chapter 18, verse 30. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. I'm here again today with Mark Tonkery from Zanesville, Ohio. He is the pulpit minister for the Norval Park Church of Christ. Mark, I'm very glad to have you here today again and looking forward to our little talk.
Thank you, Jim. I'm really blessed to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. And it is good to be with you again today.
I was thinking recently, Mark, I'm working on a lesson right now on in Christ. And it's something I've been researching and working on. I wouldn't mind having you talk a while on that. I know one thing I will say about that. I did find out it's mentioned 180 times in the New Testament. 143 of those times was something that Paul was referring to. Mm-hmm. But it's referred to in so many ways. And I think it's so important for a person that's learning about Christianity, thinking about becoming a Christian, and those of us that are in Christ. It's important for us to realize all the benefits. And I think if you're in Christ, we wouldn't be calling them benefits, they're blessings.
Oh, yes.
Many blessings in Christ. So
yeah.
If you have anything that you might teach me on that or help me with.
I don't know about but so many thoughts come to my mind. You know, of course, the Galatians passage talking about that in faith we become sons of God when we are baptized into Christ. We're clothed with Christ.
Right.
And, you know, what comes to mind when I think about in Christ is you're making a commitment. You're making a commitment. And when you think in everyday life, when you go into a building, you go into an office, you're in something. You've made a commitment. You're going in a direction. And how similar, how exactly that is with Christ. When we're in Christ, one of the things that comes to mind is you've made a commitment to be in Him, to follow Him, to serve Him. And it's something that's it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's a change in direction. Of course, think about repentance goes along with that. You got to, well, you know, you're in something. You're in trouble or you're in no good or you're in Christ. That's really only two options. I believe the Apostle Paul put it in Ephesians that we before Christ were sons of disobedience. Mm-hmm. So we're all in something. To be right with God, as you mentioned, those blessings, to be right with God, you got to be in Christ. And it's a commitment. I think it also is important to point out that so many times, there's a lot of people who just want to get close to Christ and not get into Christ.
Yes, that's true.
You know, it's almost like, you know, something I think of is like, if you want to go fishing, you got to get your fishing pole into the water to catch fish.
Yeah.
You just can't hang around in a pond and just wish you could go fishing. And you got to get in, you got to get your pole in the water. Well, you've got to make that commitment to get into Christ and stay in Christ. I think that's another thing, talking about that commitment to the commitment to be in Christ, is staying faithful to Him, is sometimes, and the Bible is pretty clear on this, we can fall out of Christ. We can get out of Christ.
Yes, that's one of the points.
Because, you know, Paul mentioned that... you know, there were some in Galatians that had fallen from grace. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew letter is warning about those who are drifting away. You know, in Hebrews chapter 2, you know, what's going on there? Well, they're not going in the direction of Christ. They're mm-hmm. drifting. I always think of that passage in Hebrews 2 talking about those who are drifted away or are about to drift away as a boat that's been unhooked from a dock. And it doesn't go down quickly. Oftentimes, it's fairly gradual. I lived near the Ohio River for some time in our life, and it was not uncommon, the big barges that are on there that would become unconnected.
Oh.
And we actually had some church members that lived there, and they would dock their the barges out in front of their house, because that was the river property there. And it was periodically say, oh, yep, the barges got loose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing of it is, you look out your window, it's there. You look out your window, next thing you know, it's a little bit, you don't realize it doesn't go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of times what happens with people's faith. They sometimes start in Christ, but they slowly drift away. They turn their direction. They turn and they're going the wrong way. And so God has provided a way for us to confess our sins and come back, but you got to get in Christ. You got to stay in Christ, and it takes Bible study. You know, Jim. You know the reason people mention Bible study so often? It's because it works,
right? Yeah,
it's what God tells us to do. We've got to stay in His Word, reading His Word. And the same thing with prayer. You know, I've often seen people drift away from Christ. And oftentimes we identify that when they're not showing up at worship services.
Right.
And that's a good indicator. But oftentimes they drifted a lot before that. Mm-hmm. They stopped reading the Bible. They stopped praying. They've stopped fellowshipping. And it's a gradual. And somewhere in this process, they've turned their back on Christ and walked away.
Yeah.
It's so essential for us to continue to, and all of us are vulnerable. All of us, even Apostle Paul mentioned he was vulnerable.
Amen.
It reminds us that we've got to keep turning back to Christ. You know, another illustration I think of is autopilot. I don't know much about airplanes, but the one thing I do know a little bit about is that the autopilot has a focus. It has a direction. It keeps turning the plane to that direction. And I think about and that's what the scriptures are doing for us, and that what prayer and that what our worship is doing is keep reminding us of our first love. Keep reminding us, stay in Christ.
That's a very good point.
Yes. You know, stay in Christ. You know, sometimes talking about worship service, people talk about, well, I don't have to go, all this stuff, you know. I need it. Yeah, I know out of everybody in the congregation, I get paid. I'm the pulpit minister, and I get paid, but that's not why I go.
Right.
And some people are like, you go to church when you are on vacation? You better believe I do. Because I need it.
Right.
It's, you know, it's something that, you know, said something along the lines that when you want to go to church, you realize you have to be at church.
Yeah. You're being fed.
Yeah.
And who's going to miss a meal physically?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. You know, exactly. It's spiritual feeding.
Right.
And it's just not us, humans. I mean, I have a bird feeder I put out, and those birds don't miss a meal. You put it, and they come, and they know where to get the food. And it saddens me sometimes because we lay out the word there. We lay out spiritual food, and we have people just pass it by.
Yeah, it's very important to me as an elder. It's something I have to recognize, perceive that's going on, and then encourage and try to encourage the person to stay in there and stay solid, steadfast.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the jobs that Tom and Ernie and I have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something as an elder, too, you have to learn on that to be able to watch for those type of things.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons of coming to church and being a part of the fellowship and things. Mm-hmm. We all need that.
Yes.
I need the encouragement just like anyone else.
Yes.
That's the same thing. And that's what we're there for. We're a family. Yeah. We love one another,
mm-hmm.
and we want the best for everyone. I think as far as attendance and things on that, if I go to work, if I go to a ball game, go down to the grocery store, mm-hmm. I'm doing all these things. No, I'm not feeling quite right. I don't think I'll go to services today.
Mm-hmm.
And we think who we're going there for. If it's Sunday, we're coming there to worship God. A Bible study in the midweek.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are so important. They're all going to feed us.
Yes, yeah. And I think if you read closely to the book of Acts, in the beginning, they met daily.
Right.
Why did they do that?
Right, the enthusiasm, the zeal.
Yeah, they needed it.
Yes.
You think about these new Christians, new faith, the new church, the new beginning. They knew they needed this, and we need it just as bad as they did in that day of Pentecost.
Yeah,
we need it as bad as they do. And you know, thinking about the times we live in, a lot of people are quitting. A lot of congregations have closed their doors, and it's very sad. Now more than ever is a time where we need to be meeting together. Yeah. Now more than now is not the time to quit. You know, it's always never good to quit.
No.
And now is not the time to quit. Now is to be in Christ. Now is the time to get to be, nurturing that relationship.
Right.
Because of the pressures of our world, the challenges of our society, whether you're looking at school or you're looking at the government or wherever, there's challenges, spiritual challenges. And
this is a troubled world. Mm-hmm. And I thought if you want to make a difference,
mm-hmm.
if you're not a Christian, that's where it starts. You know, I talk to many people that are troubled with many things that are going on in the United States right mm-hmm. now. But to make the difference here, we do that with one person at a time. Mm-hmm. You want to be the difference mm-hmm. and become a Christian and live your life for Christ.
Yeah. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He made the ultimate difference. He lived the perfect life. What better life to model your life after than his?
Yes.
You know, and I love what I love this the scene in John chapter 6. I believe it's verse 68. Here Jesus, just was preaching, and there's a bunch of people leaving him, a bunch of the that were followers, and he looks at his disciples, and he looks particularly at Peter and says, do you guys want to leave too? I'm paraphrasing here.
Yes.
But you want to leave too? And Peter speaks up. You know, sometimes Peter gets it wrong.
Yes.
He sticks his foot in his mouth, but here he gets it right, and I love what he says. He says, Lord, where else are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life.
Right.
And I think of that so many times. In this world of distractions where everything's pulling at us, where is she going to go?
Yeah, where shall I go?
Yeah, where shall I go? He has the words of eternal life. No other organization, philosophy, you name it, can provide that. All the sports in the world,
right,
as entertaining and maybe good for your exercise or whatever, and it can't provide eternal life.
Right.
All the social clubs, all the civil clubs, as good as they may, there's a lot of good things out there that we can get involved with.
There is. Yes.
There's people out there helping people that have handicap needs. There's food needs and wonderful things. But not one of them provides eternal life.
Yes.
Only Christ and his church
offers
that that no one does. That's why I need the church. That's why I need Christ. That's why I come to worship, because I need it.
Yes.
There's no other place to go.
That's something I might say, too, with our children. Sports are great for children. I've seen it in school. It's some kids come to school just for the sports. They love it. So,
sure.
And they might not like the schoolwork so much.
But
if they come for that, that's good.
Yeah.
But if you're taking your child to these sporting events, getting them to learn all this,
mm-hmm.
and they also are learning other things in school, how much more would it take them to spiritually to be fed? We don't want to neglect that in a child's life. It's so important. Yeah. That's something we need in our country.
Sure.
I see many families on Sundays at sporting events in the morning when they're coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have those at other times and still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be good. I saw this sign once. It was something like Johnny knows certain things like throwing a football or this type of thing. Does he know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who they are?
Yes.
Who was Abraham?
Right.
Those type of
things. Yeah.
And that spiritual education is so much.
Yes.
So heart, what was it? Job said, man is born and then soon full of trouble.
Yes.
And those children are going to face many troubles in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they can face them with Jesus Christ and know of eternity and their soul. And there's so many things to learn.
Yeah. Well, you got to be in Christ. That's what the bottom line is. And there's a lot of good things in our world, but there's nothing compared to being in Christ, in Jesus Christ, committed to him, faithfully and obeying, following him, and he will bless your life.
Amen. Amen. Good again to have you here, Mark, and looking forward to another time.
Thank you.
In the future.
Thank you. It's good to be here. God bless you, and keep up the good work here in New Lex.
Thank you, Mark. Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. We remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, especially the ones that's in the hospital and away from us, and we remember all them. And also, we remember the church youth group that we'll be getting together on January the 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. We want to remember our weekly Bible studies. That is on Sunday morning at 9:45. We're doing the Book of Galatians. And the ladies get together on Sunday evening on the phone, and they're doing 2 Chronicles. So we remember our midweek Bible study on Wednesday night at 6:30, and we're doing the Book of James. Also, the ladies will be having a devotion class starting to be in January the 17th. That will be on Saturday mornings from 8:30 to 9:30. And they'll be doing that over the phone on the first and third Saturday. This was Mark Randolph for the weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts, terms like in Christ, in Him, in Christ Jesus, in the Son of God, and several other that are similar to that, those show up in the New Testament 180 times. I know some say, well, it only needs to show up once, and that's true. God only needs to say something once to us. But it shows the emphasis in being in Christ. So that's something for us to keep in mind, how important it is to be in Christ.
You know why?
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.